Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. I'm sure by now in your lifetime you have come to the conclusion that politicians do not listen when you complain. That they just use a little tokenism to keep you at bay. And isn't it time that you did get heard? Well, I have a surefire way of getting heard. And it was going to make you feel real good. And you're going to send a message. It'll be greater than the shot heard round the world at Bunker Hill. Fire them all. Everyone in office, dump them. Do a massive dump. If they're Republicans, fire them. If they are Democrats, fire them. Fire them all. And then when somebody says to the next replacement, Mr. Smith is on the phone, tell him to hold, I'll be right with him. Yeah, there won't be no call screeners. It'll be, I'll take that one. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel good. You're going to eliminate all the graft and corruption. You got to shut down the special interest groups. No, they shouldn't be allowed within 3,000 miles of a politician. Nobody should be getting to anybody. The only way that you can get to a politician is in the voting booth. You send your message, and you'll get a message received acknowledgement back. I'm telling you, if you want to see a better country tomorrow, fire them all. They won't know what hit them. They've got it all figured out. They will be stunned. They will be like a buffalo that got hit by a train. Let me give you some music, and I'll make your day. I see the big news tonight that the communist media is trying to cover up. There's a major in the army who refuses to go to Afghanistan unless Obama Bin Laden shows his proof of citizenship. He says he will not take an order from a president who's not a citizen, and he wants Obama to prove his citizenship. Do you know how many liberals right now are chattering up? You know what they always say, you know, the chatter is high? Yeah, among Al-Qaeda. Well, the liberals are all chattering up, and you know what they're saying? The nerve of that man demanding to see Obama's papers. You know who those liberals are? They're the ones that dodged the draft during Annam. They're the ones that got to stay in college for extra credits from a communist professor. Yes, they're the ones that demonstrated against the war because they didn't want to go. They're the ones that joined the Peace Corps and made guacamole dip in Swaziland. And now they can't even prove their dog has papers. And I don't blame that major. I wouldn't want to serve under a president who's not an American citizen. He has every right as an American citizen to demand to see his boss's papers. He's the Jerry Maguire of citizenship. Show me the papers. Let me give you another tune.
I've been a wild rover for many the years. I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer, but now I'm returning with gold and great store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more, and if so, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I went into an alehouse I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day, and it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I then took from my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskey and the wine's of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest, and it's no, nay, never. Caress me as often before, then I never will pay the wild rover no more, and it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. One last time, and it's no.
Speaking of wild rovers, have you caught Hillary Clinton's new act? Yeah. While she was senator in the doormat state of New York, that's where all the politicians come to wipe their feet and run for the Senate. There's never anybody here from New York that qualifies. It's always somebody from out of town. From Arkansas to Illinois to Boston, Massachusetts, you can come to New York and wipe your feet. Welcome to the doormat state. So Hillary has wiped her feet for the last time in the doormat state. And while she was senator from New York, she campaigned for 4 whole years to get the presidency. She never served in New York for 5 minutes. The only time she showed up at a press conference was when her and Slimy Chuck were dividing up the money that Bush gave New York to counter terrorism. And they took credit for the cash, and then they doled it out to all their friends. Yeah. You know that Chuck Schumer is going to be in a Broadway show. He's going to be in Oliver. He's going to be Bill Sykes, the Artful Dodger. Yeah. And Hillary's going to be in Sweeney Todd. Yeah. God help us, man. God help us. We're all in trouble. New York is the doormat state. And here you got a mayor, Mayor Bloomingdale. You got to have money today to be a politician. You got to be able to buy the votes. And so Mayor Bloomingdale, he opened his treasure chest. Did I tell you I'm going to pass a law that all senators and congressmen, when they report for work at the House and the Senate, they have to wear pirate costumes? Yeah. What a bunch of crooks, man. There is more crime. You know, the mafia got shortchanged. The mafia used to have control of everything. Here's Savage tonight saying that Kodak had just kicked back $24 billion to black pressure groups rather than lose more. So, you know, the price of the film's going up tomorrow, suckers. You know, you can't fathom that, can you? You can't fathom. Well, how do you think these car companies are going broke? All right? They gave the unions everything they wanted, and they put it in the price of the car. And they still couldn't make a buck. And now they're borrowing from the government, which controls them. You'll see Henry Waxman on the assembly line at GM. He'll be putting in the radios. Yeah, Henry Waxman. There's a guy. He held hearings for baseball players. We got Al-Qaeda working on getting a nuke. You got the Taliban, which is 50 miles from Islamabad, and the Pakistani nukes, and our brave Congress. Henry Waxman is investigating baseball players. Yes, okay, Mr. Catcher. Yeah. Have you ever been a conservative? Are you doing steroids? Are you smoking weed? Are you smoking your bat? Yeah, he's gonna bring baseball to justice. But you know what they ought to do to Henry Waxman? They ought to drop him from 20,000 feet in a parachute with loud music playing. In Afghanistan, over Waziristan, over to where Osama bin Laden escaped from. Yeah, Henry Waxman belongs in a Pakistani jail. Yeah, having his rights read to him, getting his merengue warning. Celia Cruz, can you read Henry Waxman his merengue rights?
Que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Getting rid of everybody is your only chance to regain your country. You have to give all of these politicians in the House and the Senate and in your own boroughs and in your own states, you got to give them all a vote of no confidence. They are not doing right by you. They are leading us down the path of rack and ruin. We still have open borders. We still have 1 out of 5 Americans with a drug problem. and nobody's addressing it. We're killing too many kids in the Democratic DNC chop shops. Way too many kids. And they're all American kids that are dying there. People are not flying into the United States to have an abortion. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And we're going to lose this country. Every day, there is one more person speaking a foreign language standing next to you. And English is going to be the dead language, just like Latin. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And if you don't take our country back, somebody's going to take it from us. And that's already in process. I got to say, Sarah Palin, I don't know what her game plan is, but I don't like people going after her. When I see people going after Sarah Palin, I see a different type of woman who's a threat. And these people want to nip her in the bud. They want to kill her before she takes root. And I say, let's give her a chance. Let's see what she has to say. If she's going to hang herself, she will do it herself. If she's going to create a new party, okay, a third party in this country, that might not be so bad. So, now having said that, let me give you a little music. And one other thing I'm going to mention to you, nobody's keeping track of the body count. The GIs are dying, and they're being slipped under the rug. GIs are dying in Iraq and Afghanistan, and watch out, because we're going to get a big number surprise. So hang in there, and let me give you a tune. We'll be right back. That was an intermezzo, a collection of three tunes, little shorts. First one was a theme from Rocky. The second one was Pagliacci. And the third one was MacArthur Park, all done by Maynard Ferguson. And Maynard Ferguson is now playing in that big band arena in the sky. So, great trumpeter, Maynard Ferguson. I think they said he could hit high C over C, which is like almost an impossibility for trumpet players. So I do remember seeing him down at Birdland with a buddy of mine who was a trumpeter also. And when Maynard hit the high notes, this guy used to reach orgasm. Fantastic. Hang in there. I was watching Glenn Beck tonight, and he was doing, he had a blackboard, and he had little magnetic, big magnetic cards that he stuck on the blackboard, and he covered the board. He called it the web, the financial web, and it was all Goldman Sachs. Now, I got to tell you, I wish I was working for Goldman Sachs, because they're making some fantastic bonuses. However, I get a little leery when my government is run by a Goldman Sachs. When the governor of New Jersey spends $51 million to become governor, and he was an employee of Goldman Sachs. Are we having a corporate takeover of the United States government? I'm for big business, don't get me wrong. I think the bigger, the better, as long as it's American. I want to see Exxon 10 times bigger than it is today, as long as it's American. But I do not want to see guys like Chuck Schumer talking about going after people who are working for a living and calling it windfall profits. For every fat cat you see smoking a cigar in an Exxon meeting room, there's an Exxon employee out in the Gulf of Aden drilling for oil, or in the sands of Saudi Arabia at Ras Al Tanura. Or in Kuwait, there's a Santa Fe worker that's out there sweating his Americanism off. And so when they show you big business, don't forget there's a lot. Big business employs a lot of people. And what did Chuck Schumer ever produce? What did he ever produce that could? That he could get credit for. Don't tell me children. Yeah, the takeover of America began a long time ago. First, the first hounds of hell were the EPA hounds that went out and harassed all corporate America and drove them to China. Now they want to charge them for leaving the country. They drove them from the shores of this land, and now they want to punish them for leaving. The only reason they went to China was because this country, this government, didn't make it comfortable for these corporations to stay. Who goes away? Who gets driven away? You know what I'm saying. Did they go to the coal fields of Pennsylvania? Did they talk to all the people that earned a living out there and said, look, we're going to help the coal industry grow and develop with clean coal? We're going to bring scrubbers in and clean this coal up so that it's environmentally friendly? No, they didn't do that. What did they show you? They showed you a picture of a Courant with a soaked in oil. Look at what oil's doing. Do you know how many billions of barrels of oil have traveled throughout the world safely? So what do? They show you a picture of a swan, a black swan. And they say, we have to stop this oil. No, you don't have to stop oil. You got to make it safer. Didn't they build a double hull oil tankers when they found out that they were better than single hull? So what do? A drunk captain runs his ship aground up in Alaska, and they go after Alaska. Did they go after him to solve the problem? No, they fine him. They took his money, they take the company's money, and they put it in their till. There's no difference between a wazir of a treasury in Iraq and the treasury of the United States and the Congress that fines everybody to death. World War II was won by cigarette smokers. So what do? They go after the cigarette companies. They make the big cigarette companies the bad guy. And how do they get you justice? What they do is they fine him and they keep the money. And then they give it to their own little cronies. This government is more corrupt than any sheikdom in the Middle East. And to continue to brainwash the American people, first after you go communist, you get the shampoo, and then you get the conditioner. And here's what they've done. They've run an ad. Have you seen this ad? It's a country boy who looks like he should be sitting around a Cracker Barrel. He's hardworking looking. He's got the weathered face, you know, from being outdoors. He's got leathery hands. He's got on a green cap that doesn't say John Deere, okay? And he's talking about how the oil companies are no good and how they've hurt the environment. Let me tell you something. We need oil. We're going to need oil, and we've got plenty of it, and it should be $9 a barrel. And when you get oil down to $9 a barrel, that puts an end to the jihad tax. And don't think that you're not paying for jihad. We've got plenty of oil right here. We've got it in Alaska. Give Sarah Palin a call and tell her you need 2 billion barrels. She'll send it down UPS tomorrow. She'll send it down. One caribou can carry a 42-gallon drums. We'll send 6 million caribou right down to the lower of 48. And we'll eat the stragglers. We'll have caribou lunch. Let me give you a black gold song. The next time Chuck Schumer gives a speech about going after big oil or windfall profits, let him give it on an oil rig in a hurricane. And let him tell it to the hard hats that are standing by.
Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we lived in a shack, thrilled for oil, precious black gold. And this girl loved me back, loved me more, more than black gold. I was caught in her web, just like the spider captures the fly, and I knew what is more I must leave her or die. Marina mine, set me free. From black gold, blowing wild, blowing
Well, we're all sitting back and waiting for the bad guys to take our guns away. They're taking our country away. They're taking our families away. They're taking our morals away. They're taking our God away. They're taking our flag away. Tonight, the atheists are trying to get In God We Trust off of some federal building. They'll strip you of everything. The only thing you'll have left is your gun, and you can use it on yourself when they take over. It's really sad. Well, let me cheer you up. We'll take, let's mix up. You want a mixed drink? You want to sit in a bar next to a couple of beautiful girls? Everybody's smiling, everybody's happy. The bartender's stealing. Everybody's having a good time. You order a nice, cool, a sipping drink, like a Cuba Libre. And then, you know how you mix a Cuba Libre? You need a bass, a fiddle. You need a flute. You need a piano. And you need Cal Jada on vibes, along with Charlie Palmieri. Give you part two. Did you see President Obama throwing out the baseball at that game and how they played it up. Oh, look, he's throwing out a baseball. Yeah. Let me tell you, the last time I saw a president throw a ball that didn't end up in the dirt was the president of 9/11. You can say what you want about George Bush, but nobody had as big a problem, except for the World War II presidents, okay, and the Korean, Harry Truman in Korea. Nam, there was no president for Nam. If there had been a president for Nam, we would have all been out, and the troops would have come home to kill all the college students, so-called college students, the party animals, the weed whackers. But how quick we forget 9/11. We were totally shocked. You talk about shock and awe. There was no more shock and awe than was dealt to the New York people on 9/11. Watching people sail off the tops of buildings. Watching people splat on the sidewalk. To hear the thud of the bodies hitting the sidewalk. To see chopped meat in suits. They never showed it to you. The press didn't want you to see it. You couldn't handle it. Guys, fathers jumping in boats in Staten Island to go into the city to get their daughters. People jumping off the docks into the water because they thought that they were going to be burned. And then that evening we waited for the other shoe to drop while the Holocaust smoke ascended into the sky. And there was nobody. There were no survivors. And we didn't know what was happening next. They hit us in New York. They hit us in Washington. And I got to tell you, my biggest disappointment is I wish they hadn't hit the Pentagon. I wish they had hit the Congress. Because then you'd have a Congress that has, whoever survived would have some cojones. But you had the Pentagon, and then you had Pennsylvania. Was it Shanksville, Pennsylvania? And we don't know how many other flights were aborted, how many other takeoffs were aborted. But 19 guys did all that damage, and they were all Muslims. Everyone was a Muslim. There wasn't a Seventh-day Adventist amongst them. There wasn't a Jehovah's Witness in the pile. They were Muslims. And I think 16 of them came from Saudi. I think there was one Iraqi and maybe a couple of Yemenis. Yep, and we didn't know what was going to happen next. Not too many people slept good that night, especially if you were from New York. And we had an explosion on a barge on the in Staten Island, and we thought that was a terrorist hit. People were jumpy. People were edgy. They didn't know who to trust or who to believe. And we didn't know how strong Al-Qaeda was. Now everybody's, all the Democrats are holding each other and dancing, singing Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. But I guarantee you, they weren't singing that song, even though they were singing it 48 days before 9/11 when they voted to burn the flag, SJR-7. 48 senators did, 40 were Democrats, and 8 were Republicans, and that's why I say fire everybody. Fire them all. Don't leave one standing in office. Push them all out the door. 52 card pickup. Give me a fresh deck. I want a fresh deck. I don't like the hand I've been dealt. And that's what you got to do. Linseed Graham is no bargain. Lindsey Graham is for Lindsey Graham. He's Chuck Schumer with a southern accent. I don't trust any of them. They're all sellouts. Benedict Arnold would give us a better shake. At least he'd win a few battles. So there we were on 9/11, heartbroken. heartbroken, sick. Everybody who knew anything about this country could not believe what had just happened to it. We were, what do they call us? The bastion of freedom? How dare they? How dare they come in here and do that to us? Don't they know who we are? Oh, they know who we are. They know who we aren't also. We're not our greatest generation. Best example. How sad. The CIA was blaming the FBI, and the FBI is blaming the CIA, and they put on that phony 911 committee hearings, and they stacked the deck with friends of the Clintons. I never seen a kangaroo court so well stocked. It was a joke. And then they got Democrat women sit in the peanut gallery and take over the show, wanting to know what Bush knew and when he knew it. When Clinton knew in 93, we were on Obama bin Laden's hit list. Clinton got the first message, but the building didn't come down, so they covered it up and they said, we'll just brush it off. So a month after 9-1-1, there's a baseball game in New York at Yankee Stadium, and the president, who they accused of taking too long to jump in his plane, and then they accused him of hiding out, and they accused Cheney of hiding out. The president walks on the pitcher's mound at Yankee Stadium. His first appearance after 9-1-1. The only other time was when he was with the firemen. And he said, the whole world will hear from us. And that's when he should have stuck to his guns. And he should have been carrying his own gun. He should have wore a couple of pistols like Patton. But the politically correctest animal got to him. But that day was his day. And that day America was sweating it out. And he had a jacket on, and it looked like he had a vest on underneath the jacket. And everybody said, oh, God, please, Lord, do not have a sniper take him out on the pitcher's mound. That'll be the end of the country. The country will go nuts. And he threw the ball, and everybody cheered. And I saw that scene when they were comparing Obama faking playing Bush. He may end up being Bush's biggest fan. And they flashed back to the day Bush threw the ball. And he threw it pretty good. And better than I could. Yeah, you wouldn't want to see me up there throwing that ball. My trick is to make believe I throw it and stick it under my armpit. And it looks like a fast pitch. But I probably couldn't even reach the catcher. But there he was, and there were some girls that were in the bleachers, and they dropped a sign, and it said something like, "Terrorists, go home. Play ball. We're not afraid of terror. Play ball." So, yeah, there are some people that still remember 9-1-1. I know that Mayor Bloomingdale says we got to move on. I think what happened to the president of Honduras should happen to Mayor Bloomingdale. Mayor Bloomingdale should be flown to New Jersey in his pajamas. And I got to tell you, he was the one that stopped Giuliani from a third term, and now he wants a third term. You can't do that. You can't say one thing and do another. Sorry. I don't care if he's the best mayor we ever had. He's got to go. Dump him. Get rid of him. A new broom sweeps clean. Let me give you a tune that will rile you up. You want something patriotic? Remember, in order for you to keep your gene pool going, you must have 2.2 children. So here's a pro-life song.
When you see a gentleman bee around a lady bee buzzing, just count the ten, then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Now there were two butterflies casting their eyes, both in the same direction. You never forget that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one is one is five. You can call me silly, no. But you take two minks, air two wings. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy, after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature, the clever girl, she relies on habit. You take to your hair with no care. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits. A parakeet in between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but to have no fear, cause soon you'll hear a parakeet riot, just try it. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. In every generation, you know they play the same. Yeah, it's multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. They better
go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
You want to make your marriage last, you got to have God in it. If you get married by an Elvis impersonator, that's strike one. Hang in there.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. Feeling of spring, you the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Thursday, 7:16. I'm back, and I'm just listening to Mike Savage. And I love Mike Savage. I think he takes on all comers, and you got to admire a guy for that. Okay, you got to admire a guy that's willing to pay the consequences to say what's really in his heart. But I have one question for Mike Savage. Mike, name one good-looking woman that you would recommend to be president of the United States. He won't do it. Mike has only got two women he admires: Margaret Thatcher and Golda Meir. And when it comes to women, Mike is not too kind. And I'll tell you another person he's not too kind to, and he's wrong for doing it. If you're going to attack somebody, attack them on real issues. Don't attack them on your feelings about him. And I'm talking about Sean Hannity. If I'm going to attack Sean Hannity, I'm going to say that on November the 29th, 2001. Alan Combs removed his flag pin from his lapel, and 30 days later, Sean Hannity did the same thing. And I personally think that was an agreement. You take yours down, I'll take mine down. And after Combs left the show, Hannity never put his flag pin back up. So I hold that against Hannity. And I also hold it against O'Reilly. As a matter of fact, I wrote a song, "Won't You Wear That Flag Pin, O'Reilly?" It's the same tune as Bill Bailey. But when Mike Savage calls Hannity a wallbanger and a dummy, I don't like it. This is America. This is where a wallbanger can become a talk show host with a good following. and make a good living. Make a fantastic living. Write a few books. Make a few bucks. To me, when Hannity is knocked by Mike Savage, that's professional jealousy. Okay? And another thing that Savage does that's wrong, he calls Greta Van Susteren and Scarface. Now, I remember Greta before she had some surgery, some cosmetic surgery. And she looks a lot better since the cosmetic surgery. But I'm going to tell you something about Greta. Greta is a woman's advocate. If there is a woman's issue, Greta will fight for that issue. And she is fair, and she is a compassionate. And what I like the most about Greta, she's a friend of Sarah Palin's. I won't say she's a friend of Sarah Palin's. I'll say she's a friend to Sarah Palin. And when Sarah Palin was nominated by the McCain committee to be vice president, 30 Democrat lawyers got off airplanes in Juneau to go get dirt on her family and her upbringing and bring her down as quickly as possible. And to this very day, the minions of the party of death are still doing it. But you know what? It's not going to work. And you want to know why it's not going to work? Because she just got endorsed by Rush Limbaugh. Now, Rush Limbaugh, many women feel he is a male chauvinist pig. But I got to give Rush credit. He today took on his own party and cautioned them against crucifying Sarah Palin and to get off their high horse and get down with the American people and stand behind Sarah Palin and say enough is enough. What these Democrats and the media have done to her, they wouldn't do. They would be calling anybody who did that to them a McCarthyite. And what's that fat woman's name that has her own blog? Arianna Huffington, that overweight woman? And as a matter of fact, they've just changed her name. They're splitting it up. They're putting the ton over on the right-hand side. So she's going to be called Huffing. Because they're trying to conceal her overweight. Now, she's not overweight, but you know what? If you say it, if you say it enough, she'll believe it, and she'll go on a diet. Take it from a guy who knows how to start rumors. So, I just wanted to call Savage on a couple of mistakes that he's made, and then he wonders why they won't let him on Fox. And he calls O'Reilly the leprechaun. But O'Reilly doesn't have pointed ears, and he doesn't have a pot of gold. So I think Savage, he needs to take a woman on a date. He needs to take a woman out to dinner where he doesn't complain about the waiters. And that's another thing. He's too much of a food critic. You know what? Mike, you've forgotten your roots. You now stand in the bread line and demand toast. So having said that, what else am I going to cover today? The good news is that Obama went into New Jersey to save Corzine's job. You know Corzine, former Goldman Sachs employee who made a bundle at Goldman Sachs? Yeah, and he spent $51 million buying votes. A lot of black votes he bought. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we call Fox up and ask him to show the clip of Corzine being on a stage. He's the only white guy there. He looks like a deer in the headlights. And it's all black ministers. And somebody in the press said, "Is it true that Corzine gave you money to endorse him?" And one of the black ministers looks at the rest of them and says, "What did we say we were going to say last night?" Corzine, Speedo. Oh, they often call him Speedo. Yeah, drives without a seatbelt, but he's making laws for everybody else. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he drives fast, especially past pit stops. Some truckers liable to think he's the ex-governor of New Jersey. Lover boy. Yeah, lover boy. I'm the first gay American. No, you're not. No, you're not. And you double-crossed your family and you double-crossed your wife. You're the second Benedict Arnold. And don't blame it on being a homosexual. You're just a double-crosser. Anyway, I've said what I had to say. And so Obama, I call him Obama bin Laden, rolled into New Jersey today to save Governor Corzine's job. He was part of the United Front. And so guess what a ghetto town he showed up in to campaign for Corzine. You ready? Are you standing by? Yeah, he showed up in Homedale, New Jersey, the home of Grey Poupon Mustard. Yeah, Homedale, you know, the town that's too tough to die. But he skipped Jersey City because they gunned down 8 cops there today. So he didn't want to go there and sing Kumbaya or read the 2 perpetrators that gunned down the 8 cops their merengue warnings. And you know how the merengue warnings go, right? Yeah. You can bet Corzine was speeding through Jersey City to get to Homedale. And their biggest complaint in Homedale is the taxes are outrageous. And there's a shortage of lattes. Yeah, but 8 cops get gunned down in Jersey City and they don't even mention it. And I'll tell you something else they're not mentioning. They're not mentioning the body count in Iraq and in Afghanistan anymore. They're just slipping the coffins back into the country. They don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you. When Bush left office, there were 561 sacrificed lives in Afghanistan. 561 Americans gave their lives for their country in Afghanistan on Bush's watch. Now, anything else belongs to a Kumbaya man. And he's not getting off the hook. Not as long as I got a radio station. Even though I have to take the antenna down because the CIA truck is passing by. And and you can see our country's going down. As I said to somebody today, I feel sorry for our military. They're going to be ridiculed for the next 2 years. I really feel sorry for them. They're going to get no help. Their absentee ballots, they're going to be counted as if they were fetuses. It's really sad. And I saw those firemen from New Haven, Connecticut, challenging a Sotomayor, Chuck Schumer's girlfriend. Yeah. I think that if Sotomayor took a lover, Chuck Schumer would be her mistress. Yeah. I told you last night, if you put her in a straitjacket and asked her the same questions, everybody in the country would think she's crazy. It's all decorum. Everything has to do with decorum. I mean, do you have as much faith in Senator Edwards, the flag burner, when you're interviewing him and he's hiding under a car in a garage in a hotel? Do you have as much confidence in him as you did when he stood up and he told you he's for America? Up to 11 o'clock at night? And then he puts on his devil's costume? Give me a break. Please, give me a break. I told you what you got to do. There's only one thing you can do to save your country. You got to fire them all. You got to get rid of all the Republicans, which are only a third-degree Democrats. You got to get rid of all the Democrats. And you know what? When the Fed hits the Shan and they're all standing there with no clothes on, they're going to say, what happened? We had everybody snowed. What happened? How did they get us like this? And that's what you got to do. You got to give them a vote of no confidence. And the best way to do that is fire them all. Can you imagine the guy with the envelopes from the nursing home game trying to find Chuck Schumer and he's not there no more? Yeah. You know, the guys from the insurance lobby with all the envelopes and they can't find Senator Leahy and Barney Frank. Huh? What are they going to do with the money? They go, who's the new guy? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody came in with a broom. They're all gone. Yeah. It's going to be like the scene from Goodfellas. Hey, can I speak to the Senate? They're gone. What do you mean they're gone? They're gone. There's nothing we can do about it. And I got to tell you, they hurt this country so bad. 48 of them voted to burn the flag. At least 48 vote to kill kids. And now I see there's a scientific discovery that children, unborn children, have memory banks. Oh, God. Oh, what's the first thing they're going to record? Dr. Mengele coming in with the scissors? What are they going to do? Put the brain in a jar to see if it does have memory boards? Oh, God. What are we doing? And I tell you, if I was a senator and they were having abortion hearings, I'd show up with a doll. I'd make them all look at that doll. Even better, I'd show up with a kid. And make them look at that kid while they vote to kill him. And now that they've successfully completed the murder of 1,400,000 children a year, they're now going to turn on the senior citizens. And it's going to be called Saving Social Security. You mark my words. I heard a guy speaking to Steve Malzberg. His grandmother came from a concentration camp. He was born in Canada. He says his mother died under the Canadian medical system, under the floors. And his grandmother had a heart attack, and because of her rage, she laid on a gurney 3 days in a hospital. Do you know what it's like to see somebody laying on a gurney unattended? Huh? Have you ever smelled the hallway where people are left on a gurney unattended? And that's what we're going to get while the government gets richer? Forget about it. And I feel sorry for all the small businesses that got wiped out by Home Depot, by Lowe's, and by Walmart. All of those small business people who got wiped out and had their living taken away from them. And many of those people worked 7 days a week just to keep paying the bills. And along comes Johnny Big and gives all the orders to China. And did you see Glenn Beck tonight talking about how much China's taken over? I also heard today Dennis Prager, and he was talking about Honduras. And I got to tell you, we've all been focused for the last, since 9-1-1, we've all been focused on the Middle East. And we're not paying attention to South America and Central America. That is our chink in the armor. That is where we're most vulnerable. We're all worried about Africa when we should be worried about South America. South America is going communist and China is taking it over. You will see Chinese oil rigs in the Gulf, off of Cuba, and off the United States, drilling for our oil, while the Greenpeace people give our precious reserves away. A matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Arnold Schwarzenegger signs a deal with China for offshore drilling. It wouldn't faze me at all. You got the Kennedys are in bed with Hugo Chavez and Sitko. Yep. We've been sold. You know what? There's going to be nothing left to sell. The auction is almost over. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And you know what? Our kids are just starting to realize it. And when I say kids, I'm talking 30s and 40s. 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. They're finally waking up to the fact they stopped watching The Office, and they stopped watching the one they grew up with, which Bart Simpson, and they're looking around and they're finding out that every day their paycheck gets lighter, and every day their job gets less secure. And now the government is going to tell them which medical insurance they must have, and they're going to fine their employer for not cooperating, and their employer is going to close. And all of those people will have to get government jobs. And that's where you're going to be working in 10 years. You're going to be paying 80% of your income in taxes, and in 10 years you'll all be working for the government. If you want your country back, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to pay attention. There's a lot of tea parties taking place in August. Make sure you go to one. Make sure you support the people that are trying to get something done. And tea parties is the way to go. And don't discount Sarah Palin. She has not read the Sarah Palin manifesto yet. Let's see what she's got up her sleeve. And don't let the Sex and the City people smear her. Look at her and judge her on her merits, her tenacity, and the dream she has for this country. So let me give you a tune, and then we're going to go showtime.